back to academia and speech issues. There have been a couple of people on campus who said, well, if anyone opposes to your speaking, it should be because you've called yourself moderately pro-choice in the past. And there have been issues on Boston College campus with pro-choice groups, with the presentation of different works of theater, issues about organizations of students for gay rights. Again, you know Catholic education. You've been in Catholic education. What is your thought on those issues and how they should play out?
Okay, I've been a student in Catholic education. I know the controversies and also the delicate balancing that Catholic institutions are trying to do to uphold both Catholic doctrine and Catholic traditions and to provide a free atmosphere for the exchange of views and the expression of views. I think, on balance, they're doing a very fine job of that, and I'm not going to make their job more difficult by coming in from the outside and opining on things that I don't have any idea of complicated decisions that are having been made. I'll tell you that when I was provost at Stanford, and outsiders came in and they knew exactly what I ought to do at Stanford, I was always rather suspicious that maybe they didn't, because they couldn't possibly know all that we were dealing with. But I have enormous respect for Boston College, for its trustees, for its faculty, and for its student body. It just demonstrates, though, that ours is a country in which you're going to have people on both sides of every issue, and where as long as we debate the issues civilly and with respect for one another's most deeply held views, then that's all that you can ask.